about cheese. Make your thoughts cheesier. Now add 100% chicken breast fillet, chipotle sauce and a mega cheese melt. And it's giving the new cheesy chicken stack at McDonald's. Did we mention it's cheesy?
Cheese.
Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Subject to availability.
Here's your morning TMB Tech Minute for Friday, December 5th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Netflix has agreed to buy Warner Brothers for $72 billion after the entertainment company splits its studios and HBO Max streaming business from its cable networks. The cash and stock transaction was announced today after the two sides entered into exclusive negotiations. Netflix said the deal would help it attract and retain more subscribers, giving it Warner's vast TV and movie libraries, as well as HBO and HBO Max shows. Netflix's CEO said HBO and its streaming service, HBO Max, will continue to operate as a standalone. The deal is Netflix's largest ever and is one of the biggest transactions announced so far this year as mergers and acquisitions activity pick back up under the Trump administration. The company said they expect the deal to close in 12 to 18 months. Meta Platforms is planning cuts to its Metaverse division. The proposed changes are part of the company's annual budget planning for next year, and it'll shift spending from the Metaverse to artificial intelligence wearables. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. CEO Mark Zuckerberg changed the company name from Facebook to Meta in 2021 to focus on the Metaverse, but a source says the immersive tech hasn't gained traction. Its Reality Labs division, which includes Metaverse work, has incurred over $77 billion in operating losses since 2020. And the New York Times is suing generative AI startup Perplexity for copyright infringement. In the lawsuit, the Times accused Perplexity of illegally crawling its material and repackaging original Times stories in written responses to users. It also accused the company of copyright infringement for its videos, podcasts, and images, as well as fabricating information and falsely attributing it to the Times. The publisher is seeking damages and injunctive relief, including the removal of Times content from Perplexity's products. The suit comes more than a year after the Times issued a cease and desist notice to the AI startup. Perplexity didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Wall Street Journal publisher Dow Jones is also suing Perplexity for copyright infringement. That's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.